from PRX.
Friends, beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who's got a, what is it called when you use a, improperly use an iron setting? It's been a while. It's been a while since I've ironed. But when I did, the most recent time I ironed incorrectly. Because it was like a, it was before a flight. It was a quick, I thought it was going to be a quick iron. Like, this is supposed to be a quick start of a sleep podcast. And you know what? Turns out iron settings matter sometimes. Not really that big of a situation. It just means that one of the sleeves on the shirt I'm wearing at this moment has a little, has some small holes in it to let the air in. So that's a bonus. Now, if you're wondering, there's probably like, there's like a lot of air coming, hot air coming from somewhere right now. And if you're wondering about that, you're in the right place. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to keep you company, take your mind off stuff, to be your friend in the deep, dark night, because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime you could look forward to. Now, this podcast might not be the one that provides it, but I hope it does. I am so glad you're here. So glad you, if you're new or you're a regular listener or you're giving it a couple tries to see how it goes. Thanks for checking this show out. What we're going to do is have some support. Then we'll have a long meandering intro that goes nowhere, kind of like this. And then we'll have our story. It's because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And this support is how we're able to do it for you free twice a week. All right, but Scoot's here, and this is where I talk about, like, supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life in it's a unique way? Like, when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide something? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you could fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answers are the yes to the both of those, like, how much is that, does that, is that worth anything to you? How much is, are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is, like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it be, would it change the value proposition? It's, but to get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month, and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of, really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, oh, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for, they're all the trials are 7 days, and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. What part of the podcast I need you here? It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. And that's what's keeping the show coming out free twice a week. I really appreciate listeners like Joey who supported BetterHelp and then let me know about it. Let BetterHelp know about it. That's how we keep these direct response sponsors. You know, they base their support on how much support they get from our listeners. So it is essential if you enjoy the free podcast, to sign up for a free trial, support a sponsor, let them know about it like Joey. When you use a sponsor or try a sponsor out, let them know you heard about them on the show. Thank you, Joey. You can fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors if you want to join Joey on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. If you're having a tough time, there's links to resources in the show notes that you could connect with right now, including international resources. It's also about being a part of our communities, being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, but learning more, taking action. Links to resources are in the show notes. And one of the things we're doing is building hygiene kits for people experiencing homelessness, bringing them to the Midnight Mission in Los Angeles, and working on a couple other organizations here in the Bay Area. If you want to take part for free, even just join us for live streams, for get-togethers, be a part of sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission, sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. And that's it. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
Posty poster song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors.
You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, you can get sleep phones, Sleep With Me branded sleep phones, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleep phones. Most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever is keeping you awake. It could be thoughts, you know, things on your mind that you're thinking about, maybe about the past, maybe about the present, maybe about the future. Maybe all those things at the same time. I mean, that's normally what happens. They say, oh boy, I got thoughts. I got plenty. No, I guess people are probably, has anyone, I don't know if anyone's ever said this, but I'm sure a lot of people have thought it. I got thoughts to spare. Holy cow. Spare thoughts? I guess I've had a few. Because my brain does it my way. So thoughts, it could be feelings, anything emotionally coming up for you related to those thoughts or left over from the day. You could be dealing with physical sensations. A lot of listeners are changes in time, temperature, routine, something unexpected or something you're anticipating, you're working towards or that's coming up. Or it could be something else. Whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I'm here to take your mind off of that and keep you company so that you could fall asleep, because you're the most important part of this podcast, because you deserve a good night's sleep. Really, you do. You deserve a place you could rest, where you could feel comfortable and safe. A bedtime you could feel neutral about or look forward to. A bedtime you don't have to dread. Particularly like me, when it was the worst, when I was a kid, I would start dreading bedtime, Sunday night bedtime, on Sunday around 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I know a lot of you are nodding your heads because you've been there. Even now it comes up, you know, when I'm going through it. And if I can help keep you company through that, or help alleviate some of that, be a part of a bedtime routine and some structure that you look forward to, that would be my honor. Because not only do you deserve a good night's sleep, if you get a good night's sleep, your life is going to be more manageable and our world will be a better place to be in because your life's better. And that is true. I don't care, I mean, what your critic says or what, you know, what scoffers say, internal or external, it's true. You deserve a good night's sleep. And the other thing is, while I might not know exactly what you're going through, I know how it feels in the deep, dark night. And there's hundreds of thousands of other people listening right now that know what it feels like in the deep, dark night that can at least relate to what you're dealing with. Well, we might not know exactly what it is. And that's important, too. We are connected in this strange digital way. The other thing is this podcast doesn't work for everybody. Give it a few tries. That's what those hundreds of thousands of people that regularly listen say. They say, hey, it took two or three tries to get used to the show because it's very different. But you don't have to like the podcast. This podcast, there's no pressure to fall asleep and no pressure to listen. I'll talk about that coming up, but you don't even have to like the show. There's other sleep podcasts out there. I've got a list of sleepy stuff at sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. Because whether you like me or the podcast, it doesn't change the fact you deserve a good night's sleep and a place you can get some rest. So what am I going to do? How does this work? Oh boy, talk about get ready, because get ready for a long, spare thoughts and long-winded spare thoughts. I've got a few. What I'll do is I'll send my voice across to the deep, dark night. Then I'm going to use lulling, soothing tones, lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, which means my voice is not traditionally soothing. Pointless meanders and superfluous tangents. So I'll go off topic, I'll get mixed up, and then I'll backtrack, then I'll forget what I was talking about. But I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off stuff and, help you fall asleep. I got mixed up there. So what do you need to know if you're new? Or you're a regular listener, maybe you want a little reminder. So this is a podcast you don't really listen to. It's a podcast you just kind of barely listen. You say, okay, well, I'm just kind of barely listen to you. And just, but you know, I'll pay a little bit of attention. So, almost like an out of focus thing. Some people are listening for comfort and distraction, but some people are just kind of, they're like, uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead. No. Totally. What were you saying? Okay. Where some people are bare, like him, they had me lowered to a mumble or, you know, they got a pillow over their head. That's cool. So this is a podcast you can kind of just barely listen to. You know, we've all done it before. I don't know, particularly if you're playing a game on your phone. Sometimes you don't even know. This is the only place where it's okay to do it. You see, like you say, oh yeah, tell me about your day. Okay, let me move that over there. Okay, I don't play any games with like purple gem there. What is that? Ruby? Okay, let me move that moonstone. Okay, let me get that moonstone. Okay, what is that? Is that an emerald? Okay, let me get that emerald. Like I'm listening. I was talking out loud. No, sorry, I was like this podcast, that's totally fine behavior. And, you know, it just happens. We're just human. You know, having these phones in our hands during the day, you know, especially after school or work, you know, we're learning. So this is an opportunity to behave that. You say, and some listeners are doing that. They're playing a chill phone game or drawing or whatever. So, you just kind of barely listen and you see how it goes. So that's, you're just kind of barely. Also, it doesn't put you to sleep. But you say, wait a second, this is the original sleep podcast. It doesn't put me to sleep. No, I'm here to keep you company while you fall. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to keep you company while you drift off, to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar burr, your neighbor. Your friend in the deep, dark night. I'm here to keep you company. Not to put you to sleep. And if you can't sleep, there's listeners that aren't going to be able to fall asleep. That's okay. I'm going to be here to the very end. Or if you wake up, I'll be here. You need a break during the day, a little distraction. I'm here to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep, whether you're listening or not. So just kick back and listen, because I'm going to barely make sense the whole time. But I'll, you know, I'm actively not making sense. Sometimes I guess I wouldn't say I'm passively ever not making sense. But you know, there probably is a passive part of me that's passive than active. I don't know. I went down, I mean, that's a pointless meander that I don't have an answer to. But those are two things that are hard to get used to at first, because you probably came here with some expectations. When's the boring, soothing part going to get started? You know, when do you start rubbing bowls or whatever it is, or chant? I say, oh, well, this show's a little bit different than that. It's just like a friend talking to you and telling a story. Eventually, I'll tell a story. Well, eventually, I'll talk about an episode of Ted Lasso. But it'll take me a while to get there. And what else? I forget. Those podcasts you don't listen to, doesn't put you to sleep. A couple other things that throw people off, other than my, you say, wait a second, this is a podcast. Like, when's it get soothing? I say, well, yeah, you got me. I don't know if it's soothing once you get used to it. It's just a different kind of soothing. Like, you see all those things people get done at spas. You say, that does not look soothing to me. But then they say, wait, you got to try it. And you say, like, with those cups that give you kind of like hickeys all over. Like, I could do that with the vacuum cleaner. And they say, it's so relaxing. And I say, okay, maybe one day I'll be in a position to relax and try those relaxing things. Okay, so what else do you need to know? The structure of the show is very intentional, but it can throw people off, so I just want to tell you about it, and regular listeners know, but it can always use a reminder. What up, my regular listeners? What up, pets and fishes? You know, warm-blooded, cool-blooded pets. Pets, I don't know. Are there pets without a circulatory system? I don't have enough knowledge of biology to answer that. You know, if your pet's got a, you know, exoskeletons, whatever it is, robots, pet rocks, all of you, what up? I'm here to keep your human asleep or, you know, keep him company. Oh, but the structure of the show. So the reason the show's structured this way, one, I'll explain it. It starts off with a greeting. Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So you feel seen and welcome in, and you say, well, I might check this show out. So far. Or believe it or not, some people, like, even at the grading, they say, oh, this is clearly not for me. And they say, okay, that's, if they figure it out that fast and move on, that's a win for all of us. But I mean, I guess it's not a win because you say, well, this show does take a while to get used to. So it does reward, I don't know, it has one of those things like, a high clearance or something, just because it's so hard to get into sleep with me. But once you get into it, if it works for you, it works great. And there's really no way for me to lower that, like, whatever, I don't know what you call it. There's a term for it, but just because you got to get through it. You say, wait a second, this dude has creaky dulcet tones and makes no sense. He's not qualified. Whoa. On episode 3, you go, oh, that makes him totally qualified for this podcast. But it takes a while. But the greeting's the first part. It welcomes you in to say, well, I'll check this out. Then we do our best to make sure the show comes out free twice a week. So then you say, that's the sponsors and listener support. Because it just takes so much work to put the podcast out. But then you don't have to worry about it. It's like an exchange. You say, okay, it's free. Cool. So the sponsors and the support enable us to do that. Then there's support for listeners and people having a tough time right now, and support for the communities around the show. Then there's the intro, which is separate from the support part. And we're like 10 minutes into, but the intro is meant to ease you into bedtime. As I explain what the podcast is, to give you a transition or a twilight period Or for a lot of regular listeners, they're not even in bed, or they are, they're getting comfortable, but they're doing some sort of wind down activity or getting ready for bed. And the intro ideally is part of that process, because that's what's been shown to work over and over again, is having some sort of wind down or ramping down or lowering of the volume. And so the intro is reflective of that. It's just a part of that process. Now, there is a small percentage of people that are asleep. Oh, we're so happy for you. Oh, boy, are we. Or that skip the intro. That's cool. There are more people that are fans of only intros than there are people that skip the intro. But it's not a bit like it's just as you become a regular listener, you kind of adjust how you listen. So that's the intro. Then there's support again between the intro and the story, so the show can be free. Then there's a story. Tonight we'll be talking about the last episode, I think, of season one of Ted Lasso. I only say that because I don't have any notes in front of me. But, and like you say, I don't watch that show. Don't worry. Oh boy, will it be relaxing. Or you say, I'm a Lasso super fan. I say, what's a Lasso super fan call themselves? A Lasso superfan. Well, then it could be a Ted Lasso. I'd say you should be a Ted Lasso superfan, because otherwise you say, like, is that what Roy Rogers was? And you say, I don't know. I think you mix, and I say, okay. Or, I don't know, I'm picturing somebody with a lasso. You know, say, like, you could be a fan of lassoing. But yeah, I'd say lassoing. It's hard because the lasso. I mean, what are other super fans called? Trekkies, Lassies. Yeah, there you go. Boom. I didn't mean to say boom. I'm sorry. But holy cow. If that isn't a thing, let's make it a thing. I'm a Lassie. Drew and Scooter. I'm a Lassie, man. What's that? It's like a Trekkie, but for Ted Lasso. The show. I mean, I'm a Ted Lasso fan, but I'm a fan of the streaming program Ted Lasso. I'm a Lassie. Wouldn't that be a fan of Lassies? No, because that'd be confusing, because you say, no, you're not Lassie. That's the dog on the show I'm a fan of. I'm a Lassie fan. See, Lassie fan's easier, because most people, there was a show with a dog who was a hero called Lassie, I think, and I'm maybe getting mixed up. And you say, well, how is Lassie as a fan of, and I say, oh yeah, it's spelled like the drink, and not like, well, that wouldn't make sense either, because there should be an O in there. But, yeah, we'll figure it out. I just invented it. But probably it's the other thing. You say, yeah, Trekkie, Lassie. Usually it takes shows being on the air for longer, but, Ted, I guess you'd call it TedCon. No, there's Ted, that thing. And LassoCon would be confusing. Again, you could have these two-level conventions. You could have a Ted Lasso convention would be like the speakeasy of a Ted convention. Or LassoCon. That could be a new podcast, LassoCon. The biggest lasso heist in history. Or I guess you'd say, well, if it's a con, it's not a heist. I say, well, you'll have to listen to the podcast. It was solved by Lassie. Because Lassie, if there was problems that Lassie would solve, they'd probably be rope-based problems, ideally. Right? I mean, that's just an accident I fell upon. But you say, oh, yeah. Because there was like another version of Lassie called Flipper, which was a dolphin. Believe it or not, this was a TV show on mainstream. This is when there was no streaming. They had shows, because you used to be able to watch them at like Nick at Night and stuff. There was a show with the talking horse. I don't even know. I think I don't know if that was a comp. I mean, I think it was a sitcom. Then there was Lassie and Flipper were action shows. And there was other ones I don't even remember. But I'm not kidding. And I used to watch it as a kid, like the reruns, because there wasn't anything else. I mean, I think it might have been a decent show. But so there was like, I think it was a family, and it would be a procedural. and the dolphin would be a key part of solving the procedural. Or the dog, Lassie. What does that have to do with anything? Well, I was just saying, as a Ted, I'm now a Lassie. So, yeah. I make a sleep podcast. So that's, we'll talk about Ted Lasso. Then there'll be some thank yous at the end of the show. That was a giant pointless meander. Holy moly. I could go on and on and on, though. I'm going to have to rewatch those shows. I already have another procedural I have to rewatch for a future series. But I will go into Pluto and see if they have either Lassie or Flipper on there. That's like the, whatever, like a... So I guess that's it. I'm glad you're here. That's the structure of the show. It's why I make the show. I really hope I can help. I really yearn and I strive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do this for free twice a week. All right, buddy, this is Scoots here. If you're new, you don't have to listen to this or worry about it. But if you're a regular listener, maybe you had the same experience I had when I tried to make the show, which was like, how come there's not something out there that sees how I'm feeling in the deep, dark night? And so I decided to make Sleep With Me because I said, is anybody else feeling this loneliness, this inability to turn off, that needs a distraction and a friend, that needs the podcast that puts you to sleep? And so I made Sleep With Me. And the reason we asked for support for the show, whether it's supporting the sponsors or supporting the show directly on Sleep With Me Plus, is because it over 120 hours per week of work goes into the show right now. And in the past, I did as much of that as I could myself, and that was never sustainable, right? So if you do count on it, supporting it, just make sure it'll be there for you. So your action, kind of, you know, make sure Sleep With Me will be there for you, but a lot of other people too. Kind of cool bonus. And if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, you get everything organized in the way you want to listen. You get story-only episodes. At certain tiers, you get all intro episodes. You get all-night, extra-long compilations. You get bonus shows and exclusives that might not fit in this main feed, and you get ad-free full episodes, of course. But you also get that peace of mind and that joy of participating in something. I don't know, you say, wow, I'm glad this is in the world because I needed it. So if any of that appeals to you, think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But thanks, and those of you that are hearing this have supported the show in the past, thanks a lot, because the show's here because of you. And this isn't, I know not everybody's in a position to support the show, so I totally understand that too, and that's a great thing again for the people that do. There's people that would love to support the show but they can't, or there's people that would love to support the show but they're just kind of stuck or whatever. So your support supports the show for them too, so thank you so much. All right, everybody, Scoots here. We're talking Lasso, the last episode of season one. This won't be the last you hear of Lasso, though. Now, all you Lassies out there, or what would it be, Lassies or Lassays? I guess you'd say, well, I'd probably go with Lassays. What kind of dogs are those? I forgot. But what's a fan of those kind of dogs and Richard Blaze called? Lassays, man. I'm a fan of... That's my two favorite things in the world. I'm a fan of the TV show Lassie and Richard Blaze. I'm a Lassays. And it's spelled not like it sounds, but like you'd spell Lassie combined with Blaze. I don't know how to spell it, but I know what it's a sight word for me. And now I'm saying, there hasn't been a lot of reboots of, animal-based films, understandably. I'm not saying to do it. Well, I'm saying, I mean, if you were to take, I'm way off topic, but if you were to take my favorite, one of my fortes, Will Forte, I think a Flipper reboot in the hands, like with Will Forte, or a Lassie reboot, that could be something I could get, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know some people are nodding along with me, but we're talking about fans of the show Ted Lasso, super fans of this podcast, which you said earlier, you may have said to yourself, I'm a Lassie. Now I'm saying I'm a Lassay, man. A Lassoay, Lassoay. But we don't say it that slow. We just say Lassay. It's kind of like you're mispronouncing. No, it's not like I'm mispronouncing Lassie. I'm thinking Richard Blaise. I'm saying Lassie in order to proclaim my fandom of Ted Lasso. Oh, but what I was saying is we will be covering an episode for the holiday season. So this won't be the last you hear. Don't worry, Lassies. Or Lassies, we spell it like the drink. For our own protect, I don't know why, but you'll hear more soon. But this is episode 10, and oh boy, if a sleep podcast audience could relate to one quote, I'm sure. I mean, I know I wasn't raised with this exact quote, but I was raised, honestly, with a philosophy similar to this quote: the hope that kills you. It's the hope that kills you. And according to my notes, it opens with music that goes into Lycon. Whistle. I thought that said it. WHSLE is what it says. Nate Lightcon. But I think it says whistling Nate, turning the lights on. See some clean boots in the inbox. There's an inbox and an outbox. In fact, everything's clean. Followed Wolf new clothes. Followed Wolf new clothes. Attendant. There's a new locker room attendant or new some kind of attendant. Nate is hostile. You can my name, Nate Dog. Promoted. Everyone's happy. So I'll explain it later, but it's a bit like Toy Story, but I'm not sure what that means. Nate, his. He even takes a second to burn Colin. Coach Nate. Loud whistle. Oh, I said, is that reference a Toy Story reference about Claw? Don't worry, we'll look into it. Don't call it jock, like the itch of so we'll look that up. Mr. Muscle. We'll look those up at the end of the page, or maybe we'll come back and then we'll go Kaplan face off. Beard loves it. Captain face off. So what happens is, if you haven't followed me so far, Nate comes to work. There's a new kid doing Nate's job. Nate's not happy about it. Very hostile to first. Ted plays him a little bit. Whoa, what's going on? I'm looking into it. Rebecca comes. He gets mad at Rebecca. Find out there's a promote. He gets promoted. Everybody is happy. He gets a whistle. Oh, that's a part like Toy Story. And then he blows a whistle very loudly, and then the episode begins. Then Ted and Beard in the office. Roy comes in. He says, "I forgot Roy's name. How did I do that?" He says, "We got to pick. You got to pick a new captain." Ted says, "No, you do." But it's funnier than that. Trust me. Ted also does sleight of hand. And then we reveal that Roy has developed love for Ted, and he says he loves you. Unskinny Bop, that's a great line, and we'll just go on a tangent about it now. Ted says, I mean, I love, that's like the kind of stuff I love. He says, here's the Unskinny Bop or something, which I talk about. It's been a while since I talked about it. If you take that song, is that the same song? Skinny Bop, right? But if you... I think it's the same song. It's by a band called Hanson, which was three brothers with long, sandy blonde hair, I think you'd say. Seems like they were around in the aughts, but I think it was probably a 90s band. And they had a song, well, I call it Tube Top, because that's all I can think of. And if you listen to it and you want to sing along for fun, you just say Tube Top, 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 Tube Top, Tibby, Top, Top, Tube Top, 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 Tube, Timmy, Top, Top, Tube, Top, and you go, it goes on and on like that. But I don't know if that's the same song, but I love how Ted says that, talking relationships or something. Collins and Nana, talking relegation. Collins and Nana, no relegation in the U.S. Yeah, everyone pretty much is fine with it. Nate whistles, not inside. Jamie, This was a wonderful choice by a stylist or whoever. Jamie has a haircut that looks good on Jamie because he's Jamie, but it's what I would qualify as a young boy's haircut on picture day. And he says that Ted's like a rodeo clown. Final nail into the ashes. Is that really what it says? Dialogue. We'll check it. Premier League Championship irony. Pubs crew says thanks. Have a little hope, May. It's the hope that kills you. Tax. Nate. Ted. Dislikes ties. Hopeless. Ted puts his hands on his knees. Beard. One piece of popcorn. I just like that choice, too. He just takes one piece of popcorn and eats it. Quick question. Are those only clothes you have? Believe, in floss, or can't, soccer goals, negative Nellies, Ted and Rebecca, good eye, small fry. You are not a proper football manager. Every, just something, wow, D-I-S-L-U-C-K, every something has its admit, like, cause confidence, create chaos, Ted, tall grass dough, trick plays, Ted goes, something, or even lawn dye, set pieces. Oh, they say, Sam says, oh, elaborate set pieces, you mean. Chaos, stun. The Sandman, which is a trending show right now. Los Tigres. Positive, punitive, chilly, chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Some of them I'm like, wait a second, these are gags. In the Harlem Globetrotter, smiley face there. In the Harlem Globetrotter music, it's playing in the background. No way. Pomade. Wise guy callback. No, there's some callback. Usai callback. Lasso likes your texts, Keeley. Rings bell. Roy. Egg. Sucks. Shall I make scones? Two coffees for Keeley. Oh, this is a music. This is, I said, if there's a Lasso musical, not that, I mean, I should be getting into that because of all the stuff going on with other shows, but I say that would be a good song for it. Two coffees for Keeley. I mean, go ahead and take it, like official Lasso's. Take it from me in the last A's. Two coffees for Keeley. That's a song for a musical. I guess you're not like, I'm freely giving this to only the people that own the like show, but, just makes sense. Two coffees for Keeley. That would be showing Keeley's dilemma earlier this season. Roy locks it up and throws away the key at Jamie. Mushy Peas, Ted FaceTime. Coach does not do anything during the game. You got to hope, kind of like being a dad. Prequay, the hope that kills you. Keeley does not care. Turnip, that doesn't make any sense. Today, I care very much. A lot. Oh, Arlo and Chris. Looks like Arlot Crow Chris. To rip, Keeley does not care to rip or to rip turnip. Bex and Rupert Higgins, whole family. Cool parent, cool present, cool parent. Higgins, oh, cool priest. Higgins has a noisemaker. Roy makes Isaac captain. Never stop breathing, branding. Never stop something. TG's, Ted bans, brings in pocket speech. No, I disagree. I believe in hope, belief. Do you believe, Matt in miracles, saying Sam Smile, do you circle up? Richmond on 12, Isaac says, skip dates. From movie or real life, both. Jamie stares at Roy. Jamie does not score. Takes a selfie. Zorro. Oh, takes it himself. Zorro stops it. Zorro. Offside jokes. Vintage ketchup. I don't know what that's. Catchy. Corner. Sandman, almost half. Coach is Delante, El Dente. Do not check the score. Not playing for a tie. Win and in. Do you hear me? Roy, warm up. Follow me. Roy, 61 minutes. Penalty not shown. Why? Oh, there's a penalty against Richmond. They score. They don't show the penalty. They show the goal. One mil to go. Richmond, Jamie, Roy catches him. Not getting up. Physics, knee. Sam makes him listen to the Roy cheering. More than decades, gals. Explain back to Isaac. Roy nods at Ted. Captain back to Isaac. Roy nods at Ted. More than a decade, gals. I don't know. Jamie's stunned. Farewell. There's off, Jersey. That can't be correct. Teach your wants, inquiries. That looks like a Miss Ignacio. iGames. Book your worth. Takes off farewell. Takes off jersey. Okay, that makes sense. I was like, why would the state of New Jersey be involved in this? Teach your worth. I don't know. Roy, get out. Keeley comes in the locker room. Roy's down. He says, stay away. She takes him in her arms. Then there's lots of phones and ringing. Nate can interpret it. What the heck? Nate can tell. Palace won 6-0. Just a tie. 3 months. Richmond sells it. Lasso. Spread. Holy smokes. Feel foothold, Sam in motion, Zorro. Fourth and something, Sam to Danny. Rojas, cheers, even Robid, everyone something happy, everyone hugs. But Jamie breaks, makes extra pass. Hendrick stunned. Sad music is quiet stunned. Ted, tough loss. Rupert left alone by Bex. Text from son. Jamie and Jamie's dad. He's a jerk. Locker room kid. Offers Ted water. Zorro, Roy. Grand to even look and going through something worse than being sad, being alone. Oh, so Ted makes another great speech. So something worse than being sad is being alone and sad. Sam, what is that metaphor I told you at the beginning of the season? Well, be like a goldfish. And then they say, contextually, could you explain this to me? He says, well, while Dory is not a goldfish, Dory's conditioned in both those movies. Better like Dory 2, Dory's Story, and what was the other first one? Finding Nemo. That's a great way to describe it if you've seen those films. So be like a goldfish. Even though Dory's not a goldfish, you could say be like Dory. But that might be, and then after we're done being sad or angry or sad together, these gosh, let's be a good, like a gosh darn goldfish. Beard brings Jamie a note from Ted. Great job on that extra pass. For your awards night, Jamie, love letter. But basically, Jamie has something snarky to say. Way to make extra pass, Ted. And there's an army person in there. Nana walk phone. Never walk alone. Knock beneath your Leslie. Knock, knock. That you, Leslie? That, oh, thank you, Leslie. Oh, it's my mom's name. I'm a feminine junior. And Ted, so Ted goes off. Leslie Higgins is there. Oh, let me talk to Rebecca alone. You know, basically have a seat. They talk. We'll do the dialogue. But and then it closes with Ted spitting water in her face. Okay, so let's just look up a couple of these things real quick before we get to the episode run through. Okay, so we'll start with Nate Dogg. I thought that'd be something everybody would recognize, but maybe not. Nate Dogg was an American singer, rapper, the nickname King of Hooks, career started in the 90s as a member of 213, a trio in the 90s with his friends Snoop Dogg and Warren G. And then he sang Warren G's hit Regulate. And then Nate would become a fixture in West Coast hip hop, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Exhibit in the 90s. And then start working with more and more artists. Eminem, 50 Cent, Fabulous, Mos Def, Ludacris. Charted 16 times on the Billboard Hot 100. Number one on 50 Cent's 21 Questions. Was on the next episode, A&M, Dr. Dre's, and then Eminem's Till I Collapse. Also, Nate Dogg released three of Nate Dogg's own studio albums. So that's just a little bit about Nate Dogg. Okay, just looking up Mr. Muscle. This is in the, let me see what comes up. And that doesn't come up there. This was just something they were talking about. Anyway, I couldn't find anything. But that was Mr. Muscle. Something, and then Skinny Bop. Let's see if that's the song I was thinking of. Skinny Bop. Wait a second. I guess I was wrong. Unskinny Bop is a Poison song. So I guess I'll have to look up Hanson after this, but Unskinny Bop is a Poison song. So that's like a 80s hair band or glam band. It was came out in 1990. It was the first single on their third album, peaked at number three, and it was shrouded in obscurity. So here's the Unskinny Bop. But they said they liked the phrase because it's phonetically suited to their music. Okay, well, turns out I didn't get that. I don't know. Oh, Hanson's with an O, I think. Yeah, spelling it with an A. Hanson Band, yeah. American pop rock band from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Taylor, Zach, and Isaac Hanson. Oh, they had MMM Bop, that was not Skinny Bop, which makes sense. That sounds more like Tube Top, 1997 hit. Yeah, so they were popular from 97 to the beginning of the aughts. I mean, their peak of their popularity. But they're still, you know, this is the 10th anniversary in 2008. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've seen them play in places. Oh, they had a holiday album in some point in the... whatever you call it, the tens, or I don't know. And yeah, new albums in 2021 and 2022. But that's who's saying, not Unskinny Bop. Yeah, we're learning stuff here. Let's just see what happens when we look up Rodeo Clown on Wikipedia. If I can spell rodeo. No. Rodeo clown. C-L-O-W-N. Rodeo clown is a rodeo performer who works in competitions and is a distraction. I guess that's right. We should never mind. But it is kind of like their job is to distract the bull. That's kind of like my job is, yeah. So a lot of you are familiar with The Sandman, Neil Gaiman's graphic novel, comic book from DC, now a show. I haven't started watching it yet with Morpheus and Dream. But yeah, I'll definitely watch it. Yeah, it'd be interesting. I mean, I'm always happy for successes stuff, Neil Gaiman stuff. So it was one of the first graphic novels ever to be on the New York Times bestseller list. Also to be on EW's 100 Best Reads. And, oh, here's a various television and film adaptations have been developed. There was going to be a film with Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Wow. And there have been full cast audio dramas. And there's a television adaptation that's now on the air. Scones is another thing. I don't know if scones would be on. Scone is a baked good. I think we've covered this in Great British Bake Off. A scone in the U.S. and England is a little bit different, but it looks good here. A scone is more like a biscuit. Wheat or oatmeal baking powder is a leavening agent. Baked on sheet pans, slightly sweetened, could be glazed with egg wash or a glaze. And it's a component of cream tea. Differs from tea cakes, which are made with yeast. Pomade. That's what pomade. Pomade is a hairstyling product, or French pomade, greasy, waxy, or water-based substance. Gives a shiny, slick appearance. That's Jamie's. Lasts longer than most hair care products, but it could be multiple washes to get it out. Could be made from bear fat, lard, lanolin, beeswax, petroleum jelly, used in things like the pomodoro. Goes back a long time. Modern resurgence with the popularity of the disconnected undercut hairstyle, buzzed or faded sides, longer top, which is disconnected from the side hair. It was affordable in the 20th century with a hair clipper to cheaply and quickly shave the sides ahead, leaving the long top hair to be styled with pomade in the 2010s. It was popular from WW2 films and people like David Beckham and Brad Pitt having that style of hair. Pomade community and its use. It does not dry, so it keeps the hair flexible and lasts long. I don't think I've ever used pomade. Because of its greasy, waxy nature, you might need a high detergent shampoo or dishwashing liquid, something for oily hair. Okay, the Harlem Globetrotters. I just want to look up their theme here. Let's see if I can find it. They've had 97 championships, been around since 1926, so not too long from their 100th anniversary. Current roster, draft. Trying to find the song here. A lot of uses in popular culture, honorary members. It's got to be in here somewhere. Okay, I can't believe I didn't realize this. It's, the name of the song is Sweet Georgia Brown. It's a standard composed by Ben Burney and Maceo Pinkard with lyrics by Kenneth Casey. 1911, published 1925. When did it become, there's different renditions. It was adopted as a theme song of the Harlem Globetrotters in 1952. Because one of the most popular versions of Sweet Georgia Brown was recorded in 1949 by Brother Bones and His Shadows. So there you go. Okay. Now let's, we say we watch the episode. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So. Got it rolling here. And it starts off the thing. And Nate's turned on the lights. Looks like there's acoustic panels, washing machine, dirty. No dirty boots, only clean boots. Towels folded, jerseys ready. Who are you? Will, clubhouse attendant. No, you're not. Ted's playing him. Have been sacked. Higgins doesn't know. He insults Rebecca. Why do you need my name? For your contract. It's worse. You've been promoted. The whole team's there in casual things to cheer him on. There's confetti. And then he gets an ace and Shelly. I present you this whistle, but it's never been blown. And I promote you, Coach Nate. Everybody cheers. He blows a whistle. Episode opens. And they're talking about Mr. Muscle. Roy comes in. Don't want to be captain. I can't be captain because I'm not starting. You pick. No, I pick at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 exchanges about, and then Ted makes it disappear in his hand, puts it on Roy's head. Beard's reaction makes it, and he says he does love you. Here's the unskinny bop, Manchester City. Well, we can't get relegated. It's not good for the team. Basically get demoted to another league. Like the closest thing would be in the U.S. would be like a baseball. You'd be, because that's like, NBA is becoming like that. Where, I mean, not with relegation, but at least with different leagues, you know. There's Jamie. No barbers because he's got his little boy haircut. He says, yeah, they're, you know, he says some not nice things about everybody, including Ted, Roy, and, you know, the team. You know, Isaac gets very irritated. Championship is below the Premier League. So if you get relegated, then you're in the championship. And the fellas of the pub come, hey, you did your best. It wasn't good. Bad says, but why don't you have some hope? Haven't you learned it's a hope that kills you? And let's text Nate. We got work to do. Then they're at Ted's apartment working. Can't just tie. If I want my games, you know, if they win by 6, we can tie. Okay. Let's don't blow the whistle. My neighbors won't like it. Nate says it's hopeless. Ted puts his hands on his knees. I'm sorry, it's hopeless. And he runs out of the room. Beard's like, oh boy, takes his one piece of popcorn. Are those only quotes you own? No, I have a bunch of sets of them. Ted has a belief thing. This is in the bathroom mirror. You know, when I don't want to floss, I look at belief. Belief can't score goals. Couple of Nelsons. Pessimistic, sorry, Shipley. Negative Nellies. Ted brings biscuits to the boss. What's going on, Ted? You all right? Maybe you should have had a soccer coach for your football club, but do what you need to do, you know, if we don't lose. If we don't, you know, whatever. So you're not a proper football manager. There's a saying in Dutch football, which I'm going to say in English. Every disadvantage has its advantage. And basically says the same thing about being different or weird. You have an advantage because you don't think like everybody else. So who'd have thought to make a podcast to put people to sleep, except for, and to listen. So thank you. Okay. Trick plays, AKA elaborate set pieces. chaos, stun, and confuse everybody. So let's go through some. Danny, the Sandman, Roundhouse on Los Tigres, Pepper Shakers, Beckham Something, Poutine, Midnight Poutine, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Broken Tap, Make Them Leak, then other ones, I don't know if I can say, because the guys are even lasting. Put Lasso Special up there, and we're going to bring some chaos. Let's go. And then that's when James like, no, wax, I need pomade. And then he gets a selfie with the selfie kid, Wicked. Can't believe you got dumped by Richmond. It was Lasso. You know, Lasso loves you, man. So he shows a thing where Ted's saying nice things about Jamie. Jamie, of course, thinks it's a game. He texts Keeley, shows up. Roy answers. Roy's got, egg socks on. That's what it must have been. Scones? I'm not making scones, dude. I made you coffee. Jamie brought you two coffees for Keeley. This wouldn't be the time in the musical, where she would be singing it. I guess, yeah, because you changed the time of events probably. So would be. I guess it would be. No, she would already decided. But anyway, not everybody's trying to mess with you, Jamie. I mean, Roy doesn't like you, but other people do. And see you tomorrow. Enjoy the view from the bench and your mushy peas, Roy. Then FaceTiming. But, you know, when you FaceTime with kids from the distance, anybody. But Royce talked, Ted talks about how hope you have to, it's kind of like being a parent. I drew a robot, great. Then they get the night of the, it's a night match. Richmond fans are hyped. Keeley used to just go to these games. She never cared about football, but I could just perform at a match. She does say turnip. So it wasn't my handwriting. But now she cares because, she just cares about Roy, Arlo, and Powell. And we got Bex and Rupert, the pub. May gives out free shots. Then the Higginses, a little kid, another kid, another kid, another kid, and a priest. Don't worry, he's a cool priest. Okay, what's it like to be on the brink of relegation? This is when Roy makes Isaac a captain. And kind of on the down low, don't stop, losing your temper on behalf of the team, pats his knee. And Ted comes in. They actually had all the trick plays on the board. That's probably a cool screen cap. All right, yes, I disagree about that phrase. It's the lack of hope that gets you. I believe in hope. I believe in belief. Where I'm from, we got a saying, actually, a question. Do you believe in miracles? I don't need you all to answer that. Just answer for yourself right now. Do you believe? Oh, boy, I almost cried when Sam smiled. Do you believe in miracles? Well, if you do, get over here. Captain, let them know. All right. And Richmond on 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12. Go Richmond. I'm sure there's a reason he skipped 8, it wasn't an accident. I don't know who number 8 is. Roy's on the bench. Ted says, hi, Jamie. Match begins. Here we go. Hendrick, Tart. Takes it himself, but Zorro is there. Zorro, 30 minutes gone. Offsides. Ted says, can you explain to me what offsides is? Really? Wait a second. Okay, this is one. What were they talking about? Heineken vinegar ketchup. But vinegar to Heineken to ketchup. To ketchup to pass the ball. Okay, I understand or something. Come on, Richmond, corner kick. All right, let's do the Sandman. Here we go. Danny flubs it, and then a bunch of people pass over. Almost rocked him to sleep. And that's halftime. This is 0-0. Thanks to stellar play of Zorro. No, we don't care about Crystal Palace. We're not playing for a tie. And he says, okay, adrenaline. He goes, we're playing for a win. Win and in, you hear? All right. Roy, you're starting the second half. Roy's captain again. People are cheering. Surprising move because they needed speed. Octonagarian or something. Penalty against Richmond. They don't show what happens. Oh, Hendrick. Hendrick gets it. And they're up 1-0. There's a long shot of Ted staring. People are cheering. Rebecca and Higgins' wife. Roy catches up with Jamie. And clean tackle, slide tackle, attaboy Roy. That's when Roy goes out of the game. But he did stop a goal. Somebody says Tortoise takes down the hair. And they say Roy's knees. They say get up. Roy, and everybody's saying Roy Kent. He's here. He's there. Every frown, he's everywhere. Roy Kent, he's here, he's there, he's frowning everywhere. Roy Kent, and everybody's cheering for him. Nods at Ted, heads to collapse to the crowd. Jamie's stunned, and he goes in the locker room. You have to wonder, Arlo, what's the future for Roy Kent? Sorry to say, might be his last boot. He looks at his locker, throws his jersey down, sits down, puts his head down. That's when Keeley comes in. You're not allowed back here. This is how I behave all the time. You know, I want to be alone. Please don't come, you know, within my... She takes his hand first, looks at him, puts her arm, puts his head, you know, and just holds him. And actually, he takes her hand. That's when everybody checks their phones. Crystal Palace game must be over. Nate's 26,000 people are checking their phones. Crystal Palace won 6-0. All we need is a tie, boys. Come on, Richmond. There's hope. Ricard goes down. Sells an injury. And they're going to do the lasso special, as he calls it. And it's kind of like American football, which is very confusing. And everybody's like, what is they doing? Never seen anything like this. And even somebody in motion, Soro is yelling number, hike. Richmond players fan out. Total chaos. Sam takes it. Passes it to Danny, and he does like a full volley or something. I don't know if that's a butterfly kick, windmill, I don't know. And everybody's cheering, we got a tie, but nobody's paying attention, right? And they let their guard down, and Jamie takes it by himself, but then does the extra pass and scores, and that's it. And, you know, air's out of the room. People fall to their knees. Heads go down. Looks of dismay. Hands in head. 2-1. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, Ted says after the game. Tough loss. Congratulate Pep and Jamie. Henry's proud of you and made this robot. That's what Ted's text says, more or less. Jamie's dad wanted him to score. And then there's the locker room. There's a couple of people in suits I don't recognize. Ted doesn't need water. He says, what's up with that kid? Give me water. You didn't win, but you succeeded. You did great. So let's clap for everybody who did really good. And there's nothing I can say to take away things, but do me this favor. Lift your heads up and look around. Look at everybody else. I want you to be grateful that we're together going through this moment. he really delivers this speech. Holy cow. Because, yeah, it's being alone is hard. And who's, you know, shortest memory goldfish. So when we're done being sad or angry, let's be like a goldfish. Gosh darn goldfish. Onward, forward. Ted walks into his office. Manchester City bus. What do you want? Jamie says. Night, Jamie. Beard says, a love letter. Jamie makes a face. I have a bad attitude that Jamie has sometimes about stuff, but wait a minute, the extra pass. Jamie almost smiles, does contemplate it. And then Higgins and Rebecca, okay, I'll leave you. Leslie, that's my mother's name. Yeah, it's my name too. Shakes Ted's hand. Take a seat, Ted. Tea? Nope, still not drinking tea. I'll take a water, though. And yeah, it's kind of unfair. You have to fire me, so let me just quit. Here's my resignation letter. Put it on a takeout menu, but I signed it. Listen up, Ted. We got work to do next season. Okay, all right, then. Wait, tell me this. We can get unrelegated. Yeah, promoted, they call it. Promotion. Maybe we can win the whole thing. And then Ted takes bubbly water, spits in Rebecca's face. Did I get you? And the last image is her face soaking wet with bubble water. What do they call it? Spit take, right? That's what it's called. And yeah, that's the end of the episode and the end of the season. But yeah, what we'll do is... we'll do the second season at some point in the future, but we will do one episode from the second season that's coming up here. And then yeah, we'll, you know, do some other stuff, and then we'll come back to Ted Lasso run whenever we started this last year. Thanks, and good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank everybody that has become a patron recently. I want to thank Carrie, Edith, and Rachel. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Cassie, Jesse, and Abe, thank you, thanks, and good night. Lydia, Peaches, and Wilbur, thank you, thanks, and good night. Jess, Elizabeth, and Molly, thank you, thanks, and good night. Marlena, Vicky, and Emma, thanks, and good night. I want to thank Hevey, Kayla, and Mel, thank you, thanks, and good night. I want to thank Nate and Kirsten, thank you, thanks, and good night. And I want to thank Sarah and Mark, thanks, and good night. Thanks, everybody, for helping make sure the show's here for free twice a week. I couldn't do it without you. And everybody that supports the sponsors. And that's how we're able to be here for free twice a week. And thanks for everybody that spreads the word about the podcast. Wow, people, when I'm recording this, have really... sharing their Instagram stories on Twitter and other places. I really, really appreciate. Couldn't do it without all your support. So thank you so much. And what do you say we slow? oh, no, here's some Tuck You In sponsors. That's how we were able to grow the archive so much. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. Scoots here. I'm doing our month in review on Sleep With Me Plus, which is similar. If you're still listening on Patreon, if you could think about moving over, but it's going to be similar to what you would have seen there this month. And as far as the ad-free episodes, a lot of them are coming out in the ad-supported feed that you all listen to as well. I got to find the right podcast app. So I was also buying time because, okay. So on Sleep With Me Plus, one of the main differences, everything is separated out into its own feeds. So there's four different podcasts. I'm going to start with the bonus episode podcast. So it just has bonus shows. And on March 2nd, a mayor tour, Welcome to Scooterville, a posty special edition super deluxe episode came out. These are really cool. They come out on a couple Saturdays a month. And these are something that's just really important, been really important to me Ideally, down the road, we'll have budget to do more, or somebody else even do a version two. But it's basically Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful. It takes an episode of Sleep With Me and reimagines it, in a sense. That's pretty much it. That's all the instructions for Chris. Hey, take an episode, reimagine it. But this year, Chris has been doing this for years. So in the bonus feed, it's years and years and years of this. As a matter of fact, in the bonus feed I'm looking at, there's 377 episodes. I think that's in the Boar Besties feed. But so right now in 2020. Four, is that what year it is? Chris is doing this Scooterville series. So definitely worth checking out if you're love Sleeping Me, you're looking for something a little bit different with some sound design, you want to listen to it during the day, or a lot of people, when they start to support the show and they discover these, this is what they sleep to because everybody's a little bit different. What else we got in this feed? Audio news, Scooterville. Oh, Contact. TNG Contact Part 2 came out since I think we last recorded this, and then a Fearless Flyer episode is about to come out, I think maybe this week, the February Fearless Flyer episode. Okay, then Boar Besties and Boar Friends also get a feed with All Intro and All Night shows. So Thursday night, All Intro episode came out. Weird, the All Night episode, I might have archived it, but Big Farm in the Sky, PI, I guess there's an all-night episode that's going to come out or should be in this feed that is, so doesn't seem to be there. So this is good. I'm checking this. This is live quality control. Maybe it's in another feed. I put it in the wrong feed. But yeah, not sure which one it is either. So I'll have to look into that. So that's interesting. Okay, then you get a feed with ad-free full episodes. And so they don't have any, they don't have the supporter zone, they don't have the sponsor stuff, they don't have the mystery bard music or the thank yous at the end, but they are something that, because you can listen to that in the ad supported version, right? But so let's see, episode 1245 came out Sunday, that was Great British Bake Off episode 8, Multiplex episode 3 came out, Hickory Dickory Farms, Ren Faire with Ray came out March 3rd, 1243, 1242, Bake Off episode 7 came out, February 25th, Multiplex episode 2 came out, Julius J. Juice, what else we got, 1240, Apple Cider Redo, that was Trader Joe's Shop and Cook episode, big retraction in that one, retracted my opinion on apple cider donuts from Trader Joe's. So, yeah, and then the audio news. And then in story only, we had, C12, the same thing. Everything comes out on Sleep With Me Plus. This is so cool. There's something we only have been able to do since we moved to a new platform, is we're able to put out the story only episodes and the full episodes on the same day because they're in separate podcasts. We couldn't do that on the old platform because everything would just been too clogged up and it would just been too confusing for a large number of people. So now, yeah, story only, there's a lot of story only fans, and yeah, they got the same thing. Great British Bake Off 8, Multiplex 3, Ren Faire with Ray, Great British 7, Multiplex 2, Trader Joe's Shop and Cook, Apple Cider, Dessert Week, Great British Bake Off, whatever, episode 6, Multiplex 1, Wandering Towers, Board Game Unboxing. So yeah, that's everything that came out this week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. I've been working really hard at the planning calendar, and we got some exciting stuff coming up to sleep to. That's so exciting, you don't need to listen to it. What do we have? Multiplex 7 I recorded yesterday. Started writing Multiplex 8 today. These are a couple months away, but the Guild, the web series of the Guild, did the part of season 1 of that, and we're definitely going to do season 1 of that and probably season 2, maybe go on, I don't know, maybe do season 1 and season 2 and take a break. Those will be coming out late spring, early summer. I came up with two new ideas for random Tuesday episodes, one with pillow, like other plush friends, a pillow pet, and then another one that would be called the Marble Vagabond. And those were episode ideas that came out of intros. Neither of those has been recorded, though. Those intros were recorded. The Marble Vagabond intro will be in part two of our coverage of the movie Bring It On. What else have we recorded? We did in the last month, we did an episode called Willy Wonka Interactive Experience, Immersive Adventure, which I was really happy with. And that's going to be a new genre of Sleep With Me style show of like poorly run immersive experiences, like the one like that kind of what got a lot of press. And we got to work on the audio for something very similar, but it was called the Willy Wonka Experience. Also not a very high budget experience, but at least it had audio from Scoots or a narrator like Scoots. So that'll come out late spring, early summer. And then our crossover series, we got three episodes done, episode 2, 3, and 4 from season 1. So that'll be coming out this spring too and summer. So yeah, that's everything right now. And thanks so much. If you're listening, it's a free feed. It'd be great if you think about supporting the show at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. This enables us to do everything we do, and those of you that support the sponsors, we also really count on those of you that just spread the word about the show. So thank you for doing that. And that's it. Good night, everybody.